You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. The immigration bill, which includes a path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million immigrants in the country illegally, passed its first hurdle last week. It was approved by the Senate. The bill also aims to prevent more people from entering the country illegally and finding jobs here. If the bill becomes law, an electronic verification system will be mandatory for all employers. They'll be able to check whether their workers are authorized to work in the U.S. But as WNYC's Marilla Ivorak reports, some say the system alone will not be enough to deal with the problems of the underground economy.
Stand at the top of a set of stairs leading to this below-the-ground takeout restaurant, and you'll regularly see half a dozen customers lining up. It can take a while to get your food here, but on an average day, as many as 120 people are willing to wait because it is delicious and affordable.
Can you put garlic on there?
Tony, the owner, has modest words to describe his establishment.
Small, uptown, Harlem restaurant, fast food.
He's been building the business for a long time.
So about 18 years.
Next to Tony, three workers are preparing food in a tiny kitchen. One of them is 41-year-old Manuel, who's worked here for over 12 years. Tony describes him as his best worker.
He works. He does what I need him to do and he goes home. That's it. He's going to work even when he's sick.
Tony, who requested we don't use his last name, pays Manuel off the books because he's not authorized to work in the U.S. Manuel is one of an estimated 14% of restaurant workers who entered the U.S. illegally. Many others are mowing lawns, taking care of children, or like on a recent day, rebuilding a home destroyed by Sandy in Breezy Point. But if immigration reform happens, within 5 years, the owner of the construction company working on this house, Tony, the restaurant owner, and all other employers will be breaking the law if they hire people without work permits. They will have to use an internet-based system called E-Verify to determine whether any potential hires, including U.S. citizens, are authorized to work in the U.S. Haeyoung Yoon, a staff attorney at the National Employment Law Project, is familiar with E-Verify because it's already mandatory in some states.
The mandatory employment verification is essentially an enforcement tool to make sure that employers are not hiring undocumented immigrants.
In New York, just over 11,000 employers are currently enrolled. Tony says he's not worried about using E-Verify.
I don't have a problem with that. I think it's great. Listen, I'm not into taking advantage of nobody from another country or they're from here, you know.
He already pays Manuel $1,300 for 60 to 70 hours of work over 2 weeks, well above the minimum wage. Tony says he'd like to put him on the books if immigration reform passes as a way of repaying him for years of faithful service. But here's a wrinkle for the government. He still plans to keep another worker off the books.
Most employers can't or wouldn't survive putting everybody on the books. If I put everybody that worked in here, you understand, it just won't work.
What Tony avoids now by keeping Manuel off the books or someone else in the future are payroll taxes, workers' compensation, and unemployment insurance. This isn't new. Employers have been keeping illegal immigrants and U.S. citizens off the books for purposes of tax evasion for a long time. Some employees prefer to be paid in cash. Employers say it's unlikely immigration reform in E-Verify will change that, and a National Employment Law Project's Yoon agrees.
That system is not going to do anything to decide whether employers will pay workers on the books, off the books.
Experts say that in addition to making E-Verify mandatory, the federal and state departments of labor need to play their part.
My view would be that in conjunction with immigration reform, you need to have also a stepping up of labor standards enforcement to make sure that they're not just being paid off the books.
David Kalik, a senior fellow at the Fiscal Policy Institute, says labor departments need to audit employers regularly to ensure they're really complying with the rules. He sees the possible passage of the immigration reform bill as a unique opportunity to renew these efforts.
You know, every employer should pay in for every employee to the workers' compensation and unemployment insurance funds. Today, some employers are paying and others are not, so some employers are kind of carrying the burden for others.
Successful implementation of E-Verify will play an important role in making this attempt at immigration reform different from the one in 1986, which failed to put an end to the practice of hiring workers who had entered the country illegally. For WNYC, I'm Mirella Ibrek.